No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Just like an arrow, pierced through my skin. Welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Tap Dance in Limbo by Twen off their new album, which just released on November 4th. It's called Fate Euphoric. I think it's really good. Go check it out. I'm saying that with like every new release. So basically, if I'm playing something on here, I think you should go check it out, and then I'm reducing the amount that I'm speaking and using my voice, because that can get a lot sometimes. I'm kidding. Anyways, and then before that it was Pretend by Cat Sonic, and then three songs back was Stay Away by Charlie XCX, and then all the way back was I'd Rather Be Yours Than Mine by Sophia Stell. All great. I think they're all great. What I have up next is Nanaimo by Synthetic Friend. And then after that, it is Combat Baby by Metric. I hope you guys enjoy.
Try to kick it, their feet fall asleep, get no harm done. miss your ranting? Do you miss my all-time
love? Release me.
welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Paradise by Last Light. Before that, it was Combat Baby by Metric, and then all the way back was Nanaimo by Synthetic Friend. What I have up next is Spit on a Stranger by Pavement. This is kind of inspired because my friend just recently watched the Pavement document, or like, I don't know what you want to call it, because it's not a documentary, but it's like, I don't, like, it's about Pavement, and it's got, like, Joe Keery's in it, and he plays, Stephen Malkmus, but they've also got the main, like, the people in Pavement in the movie. I don't know what you'd want to call it, but I watched it over the summer, and then my friend just recently watched it. I really liked it. She said it felt like an inside joke that she wasn't a part of, which I can also see. It did feel like that because they have, like, a semi, what's it called? Oh my gosh, why can I not remember what it's called when someone has a movie? Oh, it's a semi-biopic. They also have like a fake jukebox musical they're making out of Pavement songs. And then they just have like interviews with the members of Pavement. I thought it was really cool though. I remember I watched it over the summer because I was really sad. I was home alone. And my friend from home was texting me that they were at Oasis, and I was like, I don't know what to do with myself. So I bought myself a month-long subscription to Mubi and watched Pavements. So it's sort of tainted. The movie's been tainted, or the whatever you want to call it, the film, that's always a good one to use, has been tainted because of that, but I did really like it, and that's why I'm playing Pavements. I've been watching, like, a lot of movies recently. It's kind of bad. Been on a Muppet kick. I watched The Great Muppet Caper the other night, and then before that, I watched the 2011 Muppet movie. I think I might watch the original Muppet movie tomorrow. Me and my friends have been on a bit of a Muppet kick for some reason. I don't know why. It started with us, like, fake singing We Built This City by Starship, and then we said, should we watch the Muppet movie? And now it's been like, well, we have to watch them all. Which, like, has gotten my dad involved, and I've asked him, like, because he's a big Muppet fan, and I've been like, which one should we watch? And he was like, well, you have to go in order. So we saved the original to watch in a bigger group, but we decided to watch the Great Muppet Caper, and then next on the list is The Muppets Take Manhattan, and then maybe The Muppet Christmas Carol. Who knows? I'm hoping this continues, this little, like, Muppet phase in me and my friends' lives, because after The Muppets, I think we should get into the rest of the movies and maybe watch The Dark Crystal, which is one of my favorites of all time, and I think Labyrinth is also Jim Henson. And I think we need to watch Labyrinth as well. So I'm going to keep you guys updated if that continues, because it's been really fun. I should be studying, but I feel like it's a good break. A little bit of Jim Henson and a little bit of the Muppets. Anyway, I've gone on my rant about movies and the Muppets. So what's next is Spit on a Stranger by Pavement, and then Home by Mac DeMarco.
song ends.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Another Stone by Men I Trust, Willow Logic by Gord Downie, Home by Mac DeMarco, and then Spit on a Stranger by Pavement. I talked about the Pavement's mockumentary, whatever you want to call it, earlier. I'm not going to talk about it again, but I think people should watch it. It was fun. I discovered this, like, Gord Downie song, which kind of shocking because I do live in Kingston, through my friend from home in Toronto, and she, like, put me onto it. I think she got it from her boyfriend, to be completely honest, but I do really like this Gord Downie album. I feel like it's underappreciated. It's the Battle of the Nudes one. I think a lot of the music on it is great. What I have up next is Stranger to Love by Dexter in the Newsagent. I like this fun little, like, upbeat sort of experimental sound. It's been on repeat frequently. And then after that is Where We Are Now by After. And if you know me and have listened to me before, whether it's on Indie Wake Up Call or I'll Try Anything Once, my own show, you'd know that I talk about After a lot. I think they're doing something that isn't, like, I think there's a lot of similar stuff, but their sound is so, it's not new, but it's almost like a revival of that early 2000s sort of feeling. It gives to me, oh my gosh, what's that design style where it's, like, got the, like, the windows stuff and it's, like, fish and, after this music, I'm gonna look it up. After this stuff plays, I'm gonna look it up while the music is playing and come back to you with the, it's like a graphic design style, but I cannot remember the name. I will come back to it and explain it because I think that's exactly what it encapsulates with the music, and I think it's really fun. They've released, I think, 2 EPs this year, which is insane. I think it's just After EP 1 and After EP 2, and then a bunch of singles, but I think they're great, and I think everyone should listen to them. They say they do trip hop, which I guess they do, kinda. Yeah, that's about it. What's up next? Stranger to Love, Dexter and the Newsagent, and Where We Are Now by After.
So we don't know when. You know I love it when you, I love it when you. keep talking. Try to save the world from the wind, or wherever we're walking. I'll see you at the end somehow. That's where we are now. That's where.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing is Where We Are Now by After. And then before that, it was Stranger to Love by Dexter and the Newsagent. I said that when I was back, I would figure out what the graphic design style I was talking about that After's music reminds me of. It is Frutiger Arrow. It's like, I don't know if it's early 2000s or late 90s, but it's like in that Y2K era. And it's like the style where it's like they have like a Mac or a computer, desktop computer, and there's like a fish coming out of it and some water splash, and there's like blue and lots of blue. That's what After's music sounds like to me. There's other, like, I think there's Frutiger Helvetica too. I recommend looking it up because it's kind of neat. It's that, like, Aqua Helvetica or, like, Frutiger Arrow design style. I think it's kind of cool, and I think we should bring it back. I kind of miss that. It's like when Apple used to have, like, the colored computers. I think we should bring that back. I remember vividly in my grandma's apartment, I think she had a green one where, like, the back of the computer was, like, you know, sort of plastic, clear plastic see-through that was green. And I remember you turn it on and the screensaver would be a ladybug on a leaf, which, like, is probably so, like, doesn't matter, but I can picture the green of the computer so well. And I think we need to bring that back with, like, I guess Apple has colored desktops now, but it's not the same. Like, I miss the, like, chunkiness of it. And, like, when you'd have, like, a thick TV and it was all, like, you'd have to get a heavier or a bigger table because the back of the TV stuck out so much. I think we should bring that back, and, like, it would make more life. Maybe it wouldn't make life simpler, but I think it would if we bring back, like, the early 2000s look of TVs and computers. Who needs a flat screen? I think we should bring back VHS, too. I think that would be awesome. Simpler times, am I right? Anyway, me saying this as if I wasn't, like, six, and when that's the time I'm recalling, maybe I just, like, you know, whatever. What I have up next, and it's the last song for today, is Caroline Polachuk with her song Door off the album Pang. This one's been on repeat for me recently. I rediscovered So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings, and then I've just been listening to that album since. I also really like Desire I Want to Turn Into You, but Pang's been on repeat way more, so I had to include it. Anyway, that's like it for me. I'll be back next Monday, 8 a.m., broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. And if you want to hear more, tune into I'll Try Anything Once, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. That's it. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And maybe this kicked off your Monday and made it even better. That's all. Bye.
Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will know this signature on a check made up, do you? Took 10 laps round the planet to prove what I was, and the door slams hard behind you when you leave the house of judgment. Been waiting for regret to hit me, some kind of reckoning. I waited for the drop, cause lately Yang comes with you. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. But bet you will know this signature on a check made up, do you? Now there's the sunset, salt in the wood, yeah. Sometimes I don't know who I'm singing to. Who is that you? Who I sing to? Miss me, even though I say it.